Hey, everybody, it is Vegas Vince with Barter Arbitrage 2.0, and this is going to be a kick-ass little audio on how anybody can trade with hotels and restaurants, two of my favorite industries to trade with because it's so stupidly simple. As an actual side note here, my tech guy, Chris Flores, who actually made the trip all the way from New York City down to sunny Vinnyland to help get my business back on track. As many of you know, the original team I was with basically, well, let's just say that they didn't really have Vinny's back. They made a lot of money with me, and when I got sick, they sort of just kind of vanished and taught me a valuable lesson about surrounding myself with people that will always stick with you. And I bring that up because that's just an important part of business in general. Be real careful who you do business with. Make sure they're there and have your back, and they're not just in it for the money. And when you end up getting sick or you end up not being able to do what you used to do, they don't just toss you out like a used pair of socks. So currently, the team I got assembled, as we call, ripping off Floyd Mayweather here, the money team. I got a stellar team around me. And one of those individuals is named Chris Flores. He's been following me, God, since he's been about 18 years old. Listened to every show I've ever had. The kid now has just turned into a rocket scientist. He's just a genius when it comes to tech stuff. And one of the things we had to do when he came from New York was get him a place to stay. And one of the hotels that's in the vicinity of my restaurant's a real nice hotel, but I knew going in, and that's why we went over there, that the owner was having all kinds of computer issues. His website's down, he's got issues, and so forth and so on. Make a long story short, my guy is staying in a hotel that charges about $80 to $90 a night. And if you figure that out on a monthly basis, do the math, he's staying there right now for what amounts to $400 a month. And that's because he's basically trading internet services, and it's an incredible deal for him because, again, coming from New York where you're going to pay a couple thousand for a studio, I think he's in shock he's paying $400. It's a beautiful room. It's got the big plasma. It's a nice room. Hotels are very easy to do trade deals with because, again, they have that one thing that all good trades encompass, and that is evaporating space and time. Again, an empty hotel room does the owner no good. Now, the other industry we're going to talk about is the restaurant industry, because these people often don't want to shell out cash, but are very, very happy to sell you gift certificates to their restaurant, which A, you could go ahead and use, or B, you can go out and sell that restaurant script, at a discount. It's done all the time. I mean, there's script sites that will allow you to do that. Now, the whole key to how this works, and for those of you who say, oh, I have no services, I don't know how to do anything, well, neither can I. I can make a WordPress site, but, I'm not qualified. But what you do is, this is really the key and a crux of the whole situation here, the deal. You want to be able to source services cheap, obtain samples, and then you want to be able to trade those high for your target industry, be it a restaurant or a hotel. Now, there's a lot of other industries you can do this with, but I'm concentrating on hotels and restaurants because they're the easiest to do it with. Now, as many of you know, I rank videos of businesses. I do video business testimonials. I have currently over 155 ranked on page one of Google. Now, what I do is I go out, and if it's a business that I like and I've heard good reviews about, I actually get them ranked on Google. I'm not going through all that. A lot of you know how I do it, but it's pretty stupid simple. If nothing else, you can do what's called like a vanity video, which is basically where you just get the name of their business ranked. Trust me, even that will impress them. You do a nice review, and then basically I just send them a little note and say, by the way, heard good things about you. We've got you on page one of Google. Enjoy. And then I usually, depending on the transaction value of the customer, if it's a plastic surgeon, you know, I'll ask for more money than I would, say, a barber. But in these type of deals, you can usually contact them and say, I'd be willing to take trade if you'd like me to keep this video up. And you kind of phrase it like that, which insinuates that, you know, if they don't want to play ball, you'll remove the video. And trust me, once you got a video extolling the virtues of company, they don't want to take the damn thing down. So in cases where I don't get cash, which isn't often, I will take trade. And in some cases, I actually want the trade because I can get more in trade than I can in cash. And it's actually a place I'm going to go eat at. So if I'm going to New Orleans or something, which I will be next month, I'm going to be doing some of these testimonial videos for restaurants in New Orleans, and I'm going to be getting some script because it's just going to basically allow me to eat for free down there. But the point is, what you can do with any type of service is, we all know you got Fiverr, you got Odesk, you got all these places. If you pick out an industry, here's a little secret. If you can get someone, say you're targeting hotels, mom and pops, again, most of the big chains have their websites down, but a lot of these mom and pops don't. What you can do is you contact one of these service providers where there's massive competition, which, of course, forces the price down, and you say, hey, look, I'm looking to bid on a website for a hotel. Please send me samples and so forth. Now, once you pick out your guy, you don't have to spend any money at this point, but just pick out the guy. Take those samples that he did and make them your own and basically put them up on Craigslist or however you want to market them and say, look, I do specifically for the hotel industry, I do these websites. Here's some sample templates. My price is $1,500, whatever. Make sure it's a big margin from what you're actually paying. And in most cases, it will be, because a lot of these sites can be done for $150 if you can't do them yourself. But they still have a high perceived value. In many cases, you're going to be able to, again, when you put that ad in the, you know, Craigslist or whatever you're doing, you're going to often, in many cases, be able to put that little line in there, like I talked about on the last audio, am willing to trade for hotel script in certain circumstances. So in many cases, you know, the hotel isn't going to shell out the $1,500, but they got no problem shelling out $1,500 in room script because more than likely they've got 50% of the rooms empty anyway. So really what they look at it as, I'm going to get a free website for basically nothing for an empty room because, you know, I'm sitting here half capacity, and you're going to end up with basically $1,500 worth of hotel script that, A, you can use to stay in the hotel if you so desire, or, B, you can turn around and sell that hotel script on Craigslist or somewhere else at even 50% off and still make a decent profit. Now, in the case of my tech guy, he's actually, again, if he were to pay, you know, the daily price, my God, it would be somewhere around $2,500 a month or something. He's paying $400 because he's trading a high-perceived service, and rather than taking cash, he is allowing the gentleman to discount significantly his stay at the hotel. Again, he's been here 2 months. He's paying $400, and he's, you know, got a lot of stuff he can do for this guy. So as long as I'm looking, he's probably going to have this arrangement going on for the next 3 months. So again, one of the things you can do is, I know a lot of you don't know a lot about video marketing, and this isn't a course about video marketing, but if you basically do a video review of a business and just title their business, and do just that, I can almost guarantee you that you're going to get them on the first page of Google. Check, make sure they don't have other videos. You want to do this for somebody that have a video. It's almost guaranteed to. Is it something, you don't lie to them and say, oh, this is going to create a ton of business for you, because it's basically a vanity license plate. So in the case of Jake's Chop Shop, instead of doing a video with the keywords, which might be tougher to get ranked, you would actually just title the video Jake's Chop Shop. And then you would do a video review. God, I took my car to Jake's Chop Shop. He chopped it up. Didn't ask any questions about what was in the trunk. It was a great company. And trust me, Jake is probably going to hand you some script. This, again, you really want to do this with hotels and restaurants. It works both ways. With hotels, again, the idea is, and restaurants, is to find services that they could use. Generally, again, websites, in some cases SEO, whatever that you can source low that has a high perceived value that you can trade for full retail. Because, again, in the case of a restaurant, the average restaurant has a food cost of 32%. So if I tell them I can do a website for them for $1,000, and instead of taking $1,000 cash, I'll take $1,000 worth of their food and beverage. First of all, how much does it cost the restaurant? Well, it initially cost them nothing. They're just going to hand me the script. And even if I use all of the damn script, it only cost them the cost of the food, which 32% of $1,000 is $320. So they're happy because they're getting a website basically for nothing up front, and, you know, they're going to assume I'm going to lose a few of the gift certificates and some might expire and so forth and so on. It's a great deal. Now, with restaurants, if you pull this off, if you've got a popular restaurant that will actually give you gift certificates, and trust me, people would much rather give you gift certificates than they would cash, doesn't mean it's worthless. Again, you can either use it to eat at the place, dine for free, or you can take that restaurant script and you can sell it at a discount. And trust me, if it's a popular restaurant, it is very easy to get 50, 60, 70% on that. It's not difficult at all. Every town has a little site where they do it. Worst comes to worst, go to Craigslist. But I see a ton of these guys on Fiverr. And I'm talking, again, it's like eBay. You got to do a little due diligence. You got to look at their feedback. How many transactions have they done? But they're selling $5 services that I could easily turn into script in the amount of $150 to $200. I know one guy who does these little whiteboard drawing videos that are really badass. It's $5. It may not impress all of us who are in the internet marketing world because we've seen it, but let me tell you, to the civilians out there, that's badass cool shit. And they would have no problem handing you a $200 gift certificate, and you can do this over and over again. Again, anything that has space and time that is going to, you know, basically turn into the pumpkin at midnight, is these are places that are easy to trade with. And again, with restaurants, when they hand out a $100 gift certificate, that really only caught, they're getting a $100 bill and they're handing you, you know, if you come in and buy cash at my restaurant, say, you hand me a $100 bill, I hand you a $100 gift certificate. I just made $68. Well, in my case, a little less because our food cost is higher, but the average restaurant makes $68 right away. So they look at it like every $100 in trade they're spending, they're only really spending $32, and that's only if you use the damn thing. There is such a thing, again, as breakage, where 10 to 15% never gets used. So my advice to everybody out there is pick a certain industry that maybe it's not hotels or restaurants, but something you're familiar with. Go on to one of these sourcing sites like Elance, Odesk, I don't know all of them, and ask someone to specifically target with their examples what sites they've done. So if you're going after a plastic surgeon, you want to get on one of these sourcing sites and say, I want to see samples. And then you know what you do? Even though you couldn't make a site to save your ass, you can actually swipe those samples and say, here's what your site's going to look like if you want to do this. Do you guys see how cool that is? It's not unethical. There's nothing wrong with it. Because truthfully, even though you're not the one going to do it, that's what the site's going to look like. And again, we're living in a day and age where people that have high margins are willing to trade for the same reason you're willing to trade. You're willing to trade a $150 service for $1,500. Why? Because you got a high margin. Somebody's willing to trade you that same $1,500 because they got a high margin. It's a win-win deal. This is really beautiful capitalism when you think about it. And it's also massive leverage. Now, you try pulling this off in the cash world, see how lucky you're going to get. It's not going to work. You're going to make a lot more deals like this. But again, specify an industry. Don't be all over the board. You know, pick out one or two that you're familiar with, if it's restaurants or whatever, and say, I provide websites for restaurants, and here's some samples. And they're going to be beautiful because you're going to do your work and you're going to actually swipe the guy's samples. Do you guys see how beautiful this is? And again, if you do it right, you source low, you trade as high as you can. And with websites, as we know, some people, God, I know people paid $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for websites that are nothing more than a business card sitting out in cyberspace. Unfortunately, you know, that really screwed it up for a lot of people. But there's no issue when it comes to the trade part. People do not have a problem handing you this script. And again, script can be used, like in the case of my tech guy. I mean, he's paying chump change for a posh hotel. I put video testimonials up all the time, and if it's a restaurant I like, I'll just flat out, I mean, and I have about an 85% closing ratio, period, and in some cases about 15-20% of that I do take in script because, not because I'm going to sell it, but because I'm going to use it, I'm actually going to go eat in a restaurant. And it takes me no time to do the video, 5 minutes, I put it up, and it's on Google. And again, if worse comes to worse, if you just want to do that testimonial video I talked about, just rank the business name. I guarantee you it's probably going to go page one within 24 hours. Ping it, just get it up there, and do a little description, tell them what a wonderful place it is. Doesn't have to be, and I'm not a big fan of the Animato, just shoot a, you know, have your girlfriend, have your Aunt Tilly, whoever. But that's one way of doing it. People love that stuff, man. When they flip on and people Google their own business names. We don't. If we're looking for seafood restaurants, we Google seafood restaurants. But a lot of business owners Google their own damn company name. And when they see that video up there, man, they don't want that shit to go down, man. This is how you create the spread. This is how you create leverage. And that's really what this course is about. It's really not about barter so much as it is about creating leverage. It's about taking a little, turning it into a lot. So, again, hotels are great, especially when they got empty rooms. Restaurants, they're happy to do anything that's going to help their business, especially if they can pay you with that little piece of paper called a gift certificate. They actually think they're getting over on you. I love it. The people I trade with half the time think they're getting over on me, if they only knew. It's not really, shouldn't be like that. But everybody thinks, oh, man, let's see, you know, $1,500 website, but God, if you only knew, it's only costing me, well, nothing, because the hotel would have been empty. Or, well, it's only going to cost me the cost of the food, and he's going to have to eat a lot of food, and it's going to trickle in over the next year. Do you see what I'm saying? But, you can sell the restaurant script or you can use it. You can actually use the hotel rooms. Or you can, again, you can sell that script as well. I can tell you it's a lot easier to sell restaurant script than hotel script. With hotels, I'd actually just stockpile some and and use it. And make sure there's no fine print in there. Make it, you know, pretty clear that, you know, you're allowed to stay in this hotel, and other than probably holidays or something like that. You know, spell it out. But most people in barter, if you just make a basic trade agreement, it's pretty simple. So, again, source low, grab and swipe samples. Those samples are now yours. Now you look like a genius, and you actually have something to show people instead of just saying, I do great websites. You actually pluck the websites from some genius over in Morocco somewhere, and you don't have to buy anything until you've actually made the trade deal. Do you guys see what I'm saying? So don't buy anything. Just take the samples and then go out and pitch the samples. Try to make a trade deal. Once you got the trade deal, plunk down the $100 or $150 because you know you're going to be getting back $1,500 in food or hotel. Again, this is just one of many, many ways you can do this type of deal. Fiverr, again, is a gold mine. Just do your due diligence. I actually throw a lot of Fiverr gigs up on the iTex network, and I mark them up 20, 30 times, and they sell like crazy. But again, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be a part of the organized barter. So I hope this was helpful for some people. Like I said, just because you don't know how to do shit or do services or whatever, there are a ton of sourcing sites out there with a lot of competition that will do outstanding work for you very cheap that you can turn around and trade for very high. But before you invest in the site or invest in the service, get samples. Like I said, in the case of a website, get samples. Now you have a portfolio. You could do a portfolio for hotels. You could do a portfolio for restaurants. That way you're always prepared. If you're ever there, you could say, hey, by the way, these are some of my sites. It's brilliant. And you'll get top dollar. You don't have to haggle for price. They're not going to haggle with you. Because $1,500, they give you $1,500 in script. It's only costing them the cost of their food. Again, in the case of the hotel, probably costing them nothing because the room is going to sit empty anyway. Brilliant. Do it, guys. We are going live real soon. I'm hoping, really, truthfully, within the next 10 days. Anyway, on behalf of the Barter Arbitrage 2.0 Money Team, and by the way, anybody who's rich is on the Money Team, and those of you who might be dirt poor but know you can be rich, you're on the Money Team. May you live to see the dawn. May all your dreams come true. Stay forever young, and as always, stay legendary. Keep checking back into the site. We're giving away gold here, peeps, for free. This isn't even the course. Wait till you get that. 35 hours of hard-hitting audio that nobody else ever released. Peace and love. Good night.